Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. What you laughing at, Key?
Don't worry about what we're doing.
Growing up, that was like the most common line.
We know what we're doing. Don't worry about us. Worry about your own house from burning down,
Sounds
buddy.
Sounds like everyone I grew up with. Like, where are you going? Oh, don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Well, it's true, though. It's true. Everybody wants to ask the question, and you know damn well he ain't going to give you the answer. So why even ask the question?
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. That was 98.5, the Sports Hub. All right. Who has the most on the line for the most important team in football in my heart? That is my beloved New York Football Giants. Is it Saquon, Daniel Jones, or is it Brian Daboll, Key?
Most on the line, I would probably say Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. Because one thing for sure that I do know is Saquon Barkley will have a job and probably a starting running back job, whether it's with the Giants or another team after this season. I can't say that about Daniel Jones. I know for a fact Saquon Barkley, if he stays healthy, is either going to be a Giant or a starter for another team.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Daniel Jones as well. I think he's had 3 years to try to prove that he's the guy, and he hasn't proven that yet. Now, I do like some of the little things. I understand it's preseason and whatnot last night, but things that I thought that Brian Daboll was going to bring to this offense, right? Get the ball out quick. First third and five, looking downfield, didn't see it, didn't hesitate, tuck it, let me run, go get the first down. But I did like seeing on third and five a Saquon Barkley coming out of the backfield, running a choice route.
That was
right?
A crisp little rowdy
run. We call it ace choice, right? If you can't take the middle, then you're going to break out. You can break in or break
sharp,
out.
Sharp, right? Am I wrong, Harry? No. I thought it was sharp.
And Daniel Jones hit him right in stride. So I think it was the third and five down by in a tight red zone, Kenny Golladay just catched the doggone ball.
On the 2 yard line.
Yeah, just catch the football. So I like little things that I seen last night.
You can't catch, huh?
That's
what it looks like, Key. But I spent a lot of money on him, too.
And I tell you this, Key. When they signed him and they gave him all that money, now I'm an advocate for guys getting their money, but I'm not paying a guy that amount of money to be a jump ball wide receiver. Especially if I just can't.
But if you're jumping and you can't catch it, how are you a jump ball wide receiver?
Yeah, you're jumping. You got the jumping part, just not the catching part.
I'll get your money. Kenny Golladay should get his money.
He deserved it.
Yeah. He's a free agent. He showed up when he did in Detroit, and they snatched him up. But in the end, I'm like, damn, man.
Got to catch the football.
Well, listen, that's a Gettleman regime pick, you know? Like, this is what Gettleman – you guys are right, of course. It's Daniel Jones. Because of what you said, these other dudes are still going to have jobs. Daniel Jones not going to have a starting job if he doesn't, you know, play better.
If he doesn't go from 0 to 90, he will not have his starting job.
Right, right. But there is something else that we could look at here, especially Daboll, year one, the Giants want stability, and he has success, track record of success as a play caller and a
but
coordinator.
But coming in, Max, coming in when they hired him, he doesn't feel like a two-and-gone guy. You know,
agreed.
when they hired what was the guy before Judge?
McAdoo?
No, not McAdoo. He was the backstabber. Fritz, not Fritz. What the?
No.
Oh God!
The head coach right before Joe Judge.
Shurmur.
Shurmur.
Yeah, when they hired him, you knew that he was going to probably be gone quicker than anybody. Same thing with Joe Judge. You knew. You're like, they're going to fire him, man. After 2 years, they're getting rid of this dude. That's not going to be – you can tell it's not the case for Brian Daboll. You can tell he's got a long, long runway.
It seems that way to me, and I'm glad about that. But I just want to explore this thought a little bit, all right? While I know the answer is Daniel Jones, you're both right. There's a little bit of a different standard. Key, when you say he has to go from 0 to 90, but his 90 is actually really – Don't mess things up. Don't throw a lot of interceptions.
That's not good enough.
Have
though.
A nice season. I think it is.
No,
I think if Daniel
not,
Jones,
Max.
If the Giants win 7 games this year and Daniel Jones looks like a league average quarterback, like, in other words, we know he's not great. Saquon, if he just has another starting job somewhere, that's a loss for him. He was a superstar year one. 2,000 yards from scrimmage,
no,
15 TDs.
If he's a starter somewhere else, that's not a loss for him. He's still starting. He's still, just not doing it with the Giants.
Yeah, but you got to readjust how you even think about him at that point, you know?
No, like, you don't, because he's starting for somebody else, which means they value him where the Giants don't. Daniel Jones isn't starting for the Giants and nobody else. That means the Giants didn't value him, and neither did the new team that he's with.
If Saquon Barkley winds up on a new team as a starter and gets 900 yards as part of a two-back situation or whatever – that means his career is finished in terms of how we thought he maybe could go early on. But
well, that's something different than what you said
yeah,
before.
Yeah, but though. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying I'm just exploring the thought. I'm saying you're right. Daniel Jones is the answer. But there is something about Saquon where, as a prospect, we had never seen a 235-pound dude move like that. You know, he's a worker. He's good with the media. He's almost like a franchise quarterback, but he's a running back. And then show out in his rookie season like that on a horrible team. No O-line, no quarterback, no nothing. And you do all that. It's like, oh, my God, the sky is the limit. He kind of, to me, needs more than just an okay season. I want to see Saquon Barkley the star back again.
Well, I'll say this. When I look at Saquon Barkley's skill set and what the NFL has become today, even if he does have an average season, I think there'll be a ton of teams looking to sign Saquon Barkley next year.
Well, that's why I said he will, Harry, be a starter, whether it's with the Giants or another team.
Yeah.
Will he
be a starter?
Will be an all-pro player?
Will he be?
Because he was an all-pro player.
I don't know that he's going to rush for 1,600 yards.
I mean, that's hard coming off of ACL being a
That's hard when you're fully
back.
Healthy.
The ACL is a long time ago already.
I mean, you know? Got Derrick Henry. You got Alvin Kamara. You've got Christian McCaffrey. You've got Jonathan Taylor. I mean, you got
Chubb.
Backs.
When
You
when,
got Chubb. You got backs that are picking them up and putting them down. So, for Saquon Barkley – we don't know what Zeke is going to turn out to be. All of a sudden, you look up and Zeke is a 1,400-yard rusher. So you just don't know.
Well, this is your point, Key, about, like, you got to do it again and again and again. Just because Saquon did it once doesn't
make
you
believe. Well, he actually did it. He actually balled out 2 years in a row, and he got hurt.
This is what I'm saying, though. Can he ever be the ACL already is 2 years ago. Can he ever get back to even most of that dude?
He can be productive. He can be productive. Yes. Is he going to be the same player? No.
Because, why?
Well, number one, he had injuries the last 2 years. And I'm not just going to discredit. I've been through ACL, so I know what it's like to go through ACL. And then not to mention, you're playing on that turf consistently. You know, this league going to this turf stuff. I love – once I tore my ACL, I used to love playing on grass from that point on.
It's
a huge difference.
I'm happy – if Saquon Barkley rushes for 1,100 yards, I'm happy.
I hear what you're saying.
And I understand you're like an 1,100-yard back, the second pick of the draft. That's not his fault, and that's not the Giants regime's fault. That's Dave Gettleman who made that decision.
I hear it's not even that to me. It's about, like, I didn't like the fact that they drafted a running back second overall, but what I did like as a Giants fan, guys, is when you watch a player and that's your dude, that dude plays for the team you root for, it's a different kind of feeling, right? So whether or not it was a smart pick, to be a Giants fan and to be able to root for that guy on your team, what he looked like as a rookie, I never experienced anything like that for an offensive player as a Giants fan, ever. Like, Plexico was great, and they had different guy, Joe Morris, when I was a kid. And on the defensive side, obviously LT. That was unlike anything else. But an offensive player, that never felt like that. And I got to see it, right? Well, Odell for a minute. I got to see it.
No,
am I ever going to get to see that again?
Tiki was legit.
Not like Saquon.
Well, he had a fumbling issue early on, then he corrected it.
Key, I'm just saying, but Saquon had highlights in his rookie year that had my jaw on the floor.
No, I understand. You're looking at it and you're saying to myself, if we can get this for 7 years, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'll just take one more year of it at this point.
But I think one of the things he has going for him is that he can be very valuable in the pass game. And I'm thinking about the game last year against the Saints. But the one game that Daniel Jones actually threw for 400 yards, you line up against a corner and you run past him on a go route for a touchdown. Now, part of that is because a corner, when a running back come out there and lines up, you don't think, okay, they're going to throw it to him too. But when you have a Saquon,
McCaffrey,
you have any of those guys, Alvin Kamara, Davin Cook, yep. Those guys line up out there, your antenna's got to go up instantly.
Le'Veon Bell when he was at his best. Yes. Yeah. So
even Aaron Jones, I'll tell you Aaron Jones too.
Yeah.
I've broke down his film. I've seen Aaron Jones run a slant from the outside, run a go route, line up inside and run a shallow route 4 or 5 yards across the field and line up and outside again and run a hitch. I like to see running backs doing that and showing their versatility.
So what would a successful season for the Giants look like to you, Key?
What did they win last year?
Let me see. I'm going to tell
you. What did they win, 5 or something? 4? If they can get the 7, they can get the 7 and look like a football team without all the issues that Joe Judge had toward the end of the season, I think you show progress. I don't know that 7-game wins will save Daniel Jones because of his contract situation coming up. On top of that, he's not going to win the 7 games. It's going to be other people that probably contribute, special teams, defense, coaches, calls, things of that nature. I don't think he'll be their quarterback moving forward after this season, but I would say 7 games would be success to me.
Well, let's talk to someone who knows all about what success looks like with the New York Football Giants, and that would be 2-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Jacobs. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Right. Doing well.
We
doing, buddy.
You used to do the Max Kellerman Show on New York radio, and we used to call you the Juggernaut.
Juggernaut. That was a great name. That was one of the great nicknames I kind of appreciated. There was a lot that came across the screen, some that I didn't appreciate so much, but I definitely appreciated that one.
The Juggernaut, boy. That's what it felt like watching you run at time. Do you think Saquon can bounce back and not just be serviceable but have a big year this year, Brandon?
Well, the New York Football Giants most definitely need Saquon in rare form for them to make any kind of noise, to not put as much on Daniel Jones' plate, you know, with the success of being able to move the ball on the ground. I had a chance to have a conversation with Saquon a few weeks ago. He looked great at practice, you know, moving well at practice, which the guy's always moving well at practice. And I kind of asked him, you know, what did he do a little bit different, you know, this past offseason versus the offseason, you know, before? He said he didn't work out as hard. He let his body rest a little bit. And I said, you know what? When you are getting hurt, that's what I said. I said that to a couple of my boys. They're like, man, Saquon is doing way too much working out in the offseason. You know, letting his body rest. And this is, you know, and this is the type of things, and this is the outcomes he's getting. And he said he didn't work as much as he did in past offseason. So I'm waiting to see. You know, I'm really looking forward to him. I'm a big time Saquon fan, and obviously I want to see, you know, the New York Giants have tons of success, but I don't think they can do it without him.
Brandon, you're looking at two players in Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley now in a situation where they've got to prove not only to the fan base but the rest of the NFL that they belong at a high level performing all the time. Which one of the two has the most to prove this season?
I'm going to say Saquon has a lot to prove this season, reason being. This is, I think, the last year of his contract, if I'm not mistaken, and he has to go out and he has to produce. You have guys like Carolina throwing big bucks at McCaffrey. You got guys like teams like Dallas throwing tons of money at Zeke, and we're sitting watching the NFL and seeing what's going on in Dallas as far as, you know, the backup guys really doing a whole lot over there. So I'm not sure if Saquon's future, which I wish it would be in New York, I'm not sure he can go out and rush for 1,300 yards. I don't think that's going to make the New York Giants give a running back that type of coin that those two guys receive, you know, going forward. So, I mean, I'm looking, for Saquon just to have a big year, for him to have any success, you know, and any shot at getting the type of contract he deserves from any other team. I don't think it's going to be the New York Giants paying that type of coin to a running back.
Brandon, Brian Daboll, not a head coach of the New York Football Giants. We've seen him have success, not just in the National Football League, but in college as well. When you see him today, do you think he's the guy that can turn things around for the Giants moving forward?
You know, we had a conversation. I love the guy now. I love him as a coach. I love him the way he approaches the game. You know, I keep saying the kids are coach high school ball, and I gotta get myself out of saying that. The team is definitely taking to him. There's high energy at practice. You know, guys running around, offense, defense, they celebrating with one another. He is bringing a lot of former players back to talk to the team and kind of give them a little bit of insight, you know, on things that they've done in the past. And I think he's the guy for the job. And I didn't say that for a lot of coaches, especially the last couple of hires. I didn't say that. But I do, after sitting down having a conversation, I think he's going to be the guy to turn the New York Giants around to where they need to be. I 100% believe that.
It does feel good for the first time after a long time as a Giants fan, not since Jerry Reese first got the job, because then he fell off over time, but not since then, so it's like over 10 years, where Giants fans feel like they know more than the GM. It's been a long time since then to now finally feel like we're in good hands. Listen, Brandon, you are I don't know if people know this. You are I believe you still hold the record as the New York Football Giant with the most touchdowns against the Cowboys. I want to say you had 8 touchdowns against Dallas, right? And you look at them. So that makes me happy as a Giants fan. And when you look at the NFC East, there's a lot of people like Philly now. They're good. But there's no killer in the division. How much time do you think, if things go, they keep on the right track, before the Giants are competing with Dallas and Philly?
Well, I think they can do it this year. You know, I wasn't overly impressed with any team in the NFC East even last year. You know, and looking back at it now, like, you don't have those teams. You know, this is the NFC West. It's not the NFC West, which that's a dog eat dog conference over there. That division over there last year was very special. I don't see that in the NFC East. I don't see, like you said, I don't see one team that's going to that's going to for sure destroy you when you get off the plane. You know, I don't see that team there. So I think there's a lot of room, and I think there's a lot of opportunity for the New York Giants to step in and be able to take the division and win it. You know, there's no real monster, and I think it can be done. You know, just depending on, Saquon and how the line plays and Daniel Jones' decision-making and getting the ball out of his hands and turning the football over. I think the defense will be fine. I think the defense will be at the top of the league this year. So, I'm definitely, excited to find out and see what it is we end up doing this year.
How many games do you think they'll ultimately win?
Well, I'm going to say 10 games. I'm going to go out and say 10 games. I think, I think just the division itself, I think we should win that. I think we should win that. Now, it doesn't take 10 games to win the division, but I think we're going to win a division, and I think we're going to make the playoffs and make some noise. I say 10 games this year.
Oh, I mean, I hope you're right, but I like the way – that's how a Super Bowl champion thinks. What do you think? Look, I, for the first time in a long time also, I look at the draft and I'm like, man, and it's partly because they had a lot of draft capital, but you have not fixed the offensive line all these years, and Andrew Thomas finally comes around, and now they got Evan Neal to go on the other side. They had a decent defense, but no real pass rusher, and they get Kayvon Thibodeau. It's a pretty good first round.
Way to talk yourself into 10 games, Max.
Yeah, I'm trying, Key. How much of an impact do you think Thibodeau's going to have on that defense year one?
Well, I mean, watching him, just watching him, I'm not sure how much impact he's going to have on being there. I know the kid is – I know he's super talented, and he got a lot of speed off, he got a lot of speed off the edge. You know, he's a really good pass rusher. Not sure against the run, never seen much of him against the run, obviously, but I think you know, I think on third down he's definitely going, you know, he's going to be a weapon for us that's going to get us where we need to be. And I think those two draft picks that we've had probably, like other than Thomas last year, I think that those are two of the best draft picks that were made by the Giants in the last probably, you know, 5 to 6, 7 years.
Brandon Jacobs, ladies and gentlemen, two-time Super Bowl champion New York Football Giant with the most touchdowns against the Dallas Cowboys in the history of the franchise. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Hey, no problem, fellas. Hey, you guys have a great day. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, sir.
Hear that, Key? 10 wins. That's a bolder prediction, I think, than the Jags making the playoffs. What's a bolder prediction?
Yeah, I think Brandon Jacobs forgot that he doesn't play for the Giants anymore. So, you know.
Once a Giant, always
he's
a Giant.
He's being nice. He's giving them the nice total.
Shock me.
Yeah, 10 wins, a lot of wins.
Shock you, shocked him.
Dable will be coach of the year if they got 10.
When he said 10, he was like.
Brandon knows he's on in New York. He knows that we're on in New York. Listen, Daniel Jones, was he in the zone last night? Tyrod Taylor looked pretty good.
Oh, yes, he did.
Tyrod Taylor, who looked better, Tyrod Taylor or Daniel Jones? Harry?
Well, I mean, I like Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, me too.
Here's the thing, though, Max. One of the things I noticed last night about that game is that offensive line still has some work now.
Yeah, they just got together.
I know, but
they were getting looking pressure. At they were getting not playing against
Anthony
starters
Jennings
either.
Jennings and Josh Uche. I was like, ooh, man.
So Daniel Jones was in some zone. Tyrod Taylor was in the zone last night for the brief period that he played. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. Is there too much hype around Trey Lance after Harry has this from FanDuel?
Start the second half of the baseball season the right way and turn K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with no sweat, first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up using promo code PLAY. Place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in match bets if you don't win. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up using promo code PLAY to get started using your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Harry Douglas in for Jay today.
Harry Douglas. Douglas.
Came up with
a what's the
Douglas.
What's
Dougie,
what?
Dougie.
Harry, did you play with Oh, God. What's the kid, the receiver that was down there in Atlanta with, I believe you might have been like a rookie, a first-year guy, maybe second-year guy, because it was who with you? Roddy?
Roddy, Michael Jenkins, Brian Finneran.
Finneran, yeah, that's what. What is he doing now?
So Finn works for 680. I think it's okay. They're actually an affiliate of ESPN down in Atlanta. So he does sports talk radio.
Okay. And then where's Jink at these days?
So Jink,
hate those sports talk radio guys. Worst.
So Jink is doing stuff with Fox 5 down in Atlanta as well, some Falcons stuff too.
Okay.
But he does, like, he's in the medical field too, so he does that on the side.
They had a nice receiving corps, boy. Yeah.
We did. Woo!
They had a nice receiving corps with Roddy and Jink and Doug and then Finn.
Well,
y'all was nice.
Early on and in the middle and late because, you know.
Wait, who was the running back then?
We had Michael Turner.
Yeah, that's right. Michael Turner
three,
with the
though.
Big thighs.
Michael Turner, Jarish Norwood, and Jason Stanley. We had a three-headed monster. And then later in my career, you know, it was me, Roddy, Julio, and Devin Hester.
Yeah, you was done by then, though.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you start talking about Devin Hester and you. I'm like, come on, man. I'm talking about when you was Harry Douglas. Not when you was Douglas Harry.
Keep my name didn't change.
He's called you.
Not when
you
was Douglas Harry.
Tune in to an AL East rivalry tomorrow night as the Red Sox host the mighty New York Yankees. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Because, I was going to say, because I was thinking that Rubisky was your coach then, right?
Yep, he was our receiver coach.
Yeah, Terry Rubisky.
Yep.
Ooh, I never had him. I never had him as a coach, but I had him as a coach. It was unbelievable.
No, man, he made the game for me so much easier than a lot of players, especially coming in. And our group used to be the more loose group on the football team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And no one ever had to worry about our group because we went out there and we played that way as well.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, Terry didn't coach me, Max, but he coached me.
Uh-huh.
We you know, play against him, and I'm in warm-ups or I'm coming off the bus or whatever. I see him, you know, as I'm walking around the stadium, getting the feel for the stadium. He's coaching me up. Now, you know, last week when you ran that route, you should have did it. I'm like, man, I got a coach for that.
He's like, yeah, me.
That's my guy, though.
Yeah, people
That's
just love the guy. Game, right? They like to pass on the knowledge and all that.
I cooked me some fried chicken last night, man. In the air fryer.
In the what?
In the air fryer.
Oh, okay.
The air fryer. You have an air fryer by now, and I know,
I mean,
Harry.
My wife uses it. I don't cook. I cook it in grease steel on the stove in a cast iron skillet.
No, you should just try it in the air fryer for me one time.
Why would I try it for you, Key? I don't want it like that.
No, just try it, dog. It's good. It's good. I messed up, though, because I got the wrong hot sauce.
What kind of hot sauce did you get?
I got Crystal. Louisiana Crystals instead of the Red Rooster. Mm-hmm. And the Red Rooster has a little more kick to it. And I don't know why. For some reason, I just bought the Crystal. I was just like, oh, yeah, I've had it before. It's fine. But I really meant to get the Red Rooster. Mm. And so, you know, I'm a hot sauce guy. I got a bunch of different hot sauces from all over different places. But this one had no spice to it, so I was mad.
Hey, Keith, have I ever told you that if you have hot sauce and then drink coffee, the coffee tastes like chocolate? I don't think I ever told you that before.
You've told me that a million times, Coach.
Hot sauce
on my hands and stuff. You sound like Coach Parcells going to tell me a story 50,000 times. I used to have to tell him, you do understand you told me that last week. I got it. Lawrence Taylor did this. I got it.
Ty Law did that. I only got six or seven stories, and everyone in my life hears the same six or seven
stories. I know you almost got fired, Coach Parcells, at the beginning of your career. You didn't win a lot of games, and the Boo Birds was out. I get it. I've heard that story 50 times.
All the key phrases. Yeah. Well, what's funny about football players, and Key will do this to people who work on the show, people at ESPN, he can imitate, and I know players like to imitate coaches, right? So Key can imitate executives, like, dead on, because you got the phrases. He sprinkles in the phrases, right? And you're like, yep, that's that dude. That comes from practice in the locker room. Imitating coaches.
A lot of phrases from a lot of coaches in those days, boy.
Okay.
Man, the coaches got – Harry, I swear they – it's like a coaching manual they use. Every coach, and you know this, Harry, because you played a couple teams and you've been around, coaches kind of with the same tree that they coached under somebody or whatever. And I used to tell Sean Payton and Todd Haley all the time, it's like y'all got a damn coaching manual that y'all share with each other. Because everything y'all say, you sound the same. Like, you've been in a secret room talking about us and saying things about us, and then it comes out because we're talking to you now, and you're telling us exactly what you say in your damn meeting rooms.
Hey,
it's all the same thing.
I want to get to this topic. We have a couple minutes. I want to get to this topic because we were talking about Trey Lance earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. And the question was, like, is he overhyped? And my answer is I really don't know because I don't know how good he is. Like, I have a sense that Jordan Love isn't that good. I have a sense that Trevor Lawrence can be very good based on what I've seen. Like, there's enough of a sample size, more with Trevor Lawrence, obviously, and so I can get a feeling of it. Justin Fields in the right situation, I think, could be a real good quarterback, but I don't know if he'll ever be in the right situation. I've seen them enough, you know? I just don't know. So let me ask you guys this. Of the guys 25 years and under, mm-hmm. You know what? Let's say, 25 and under. So Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson are 25, but that counts. Could you possibly even consider Trey Lance top 10 even in that group? Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa, Daniel Jones. Those are 10 right there. Can you say Trey Lance?
Under 25?
25 or under. So include the age 25 guys.
I say yes. And I say yes because we still have this notion floating around that we don't know. And I want people to understand it's okay to feel like that. I don't want people to say, you know what, we haven't seen him, so no, he's not this. Yes, right. He is this. Well, we don't know.
Can't
we just don't
him.
Know. Yeah. But I do know what I've seen from some of those quarterbacks, and I've seen some tragic things. I've seen some not-so-good things from Daniel Jones. I've seen some not-good things from Trevor Lawrence, and I've seen some not-good things from Zach Wilson. I know you didn't mention him, but I'm just saying in general. So
yeah, Zach Wilson, too, yeah.
Exactly. But I think the unknown and the surroundings of a Trey Lance can put him in a position to be great. But the flip side of that, is he going to be able to live up to being more than what Jimmy G was?
Just through attrition, you could say yes to the top 10 because you're taking guys like Daniel Jones off the list. Key's answer coming up after he tells you this about Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is here for you. There's always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, along with the 24/7.
He's got his
experienced
he's
staff
for a loan from
and
the bank.
Curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. And you can get choice, free access to product specialists ready to help you track down hard to find items. Plus, Granger commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facilities safe. And your people even safer. So call 1-800-GRANGER or click Granger.com or ask Max to give you a ride and just simply stop by.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. Today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I noticed you had you were doing a read just now, and you had your "I'm looking for a bank loan" voice on to start a new business.
Or better yet, I can help you get a bank loan voice. Right?
How do you do that?
People really talk like that though, Max. And I always ask people. I say, why do people talk that way? Why? Like you say, well, back in the day, you know, when you watch black and white film and the way that they used to talk in those films.
Yeah, Home Run Derby. They're interviewing Mickey Mantle. Well, I'll tell you, you know, like it really sounds like
that.
But
I don't know if that was the way that they talked in their cadence, or was it the audio, like the equipment or whatever you want to.
Are they putting it on for TV?
Yeah, are they putting it out that way through the audio system? Because it just was weird. You know how when you watch some of the old black and white films, the old ones back in the day when they're doing the, you know, drama or whatever. It's like, hey, how you doing there, Max? It's like, I don't think they're really talking.
You think they
that
cut
way.
Away from and they're like, yo, say, man.
Well, that was Brother Babe, though. Brother Babe was, you know, the story about Brother Babe.
By the way, I have not read the book, but there was a credible book out 10 years ago that Babe Ruth was black, and by black,
oh,
I
don't
mean
do
he
this
had.
To the people, Max. You're making people pull their hair out. Don't do it.
And there was a whole bunch of I don't mean both parents were African American, but someone was.
He has some drippings in him somewhere.
some findings. Yeah,
and by the way, there's anecdotal stuff like you see him, one of the few athletes of that era, posing with black kids and white kids.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, hanging out at the cotton clubs, man. Come on, man. He had finger waves and everything. Don't get me going
and then
down. He had finger waves.
Finger waves, yeah. And then certain facial features, like, don't look like he
I'll say it, Max. Yeah. His nose was large.
Well, not large, but wide.
Large?
But right. But like my nose is large too. But it's just different dimensions.
He had African American features in certain parts of his body.
My nose ain't going east west. It's going north south.
The early Michael Jackson nose.
He had the J Will look.
Yeah. The J Will.
But yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't know why they talk like that. That's why, you know, when I run into people and you know, you do business with people, whatever, and they got this cadence. I'm like, don't talk to me this way. Just talk normal. You don't have to sell me on the, oh, well, you know. Like, don't do me. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Harry. Mm-hmm. And their handshake is straight out and everything is just so perfect. I'm like.
Formal.
Oh,
it's
my
formal.
God. It's like the Jason Garrett effect.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too.
Yes. It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
I don't know. Fancy it sounds totally normal here. To me, guys. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. What are they talking about? That's the way people talk, isn't it?
People hate us, I believe, right now.
10 seconds. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Harry Douglas in for Jay today.
It's so Friday.
Where does Trey Lance rank among the best quarterbacks 25 and under right now? Harry says top 10, just because even though you don't have a lot of info on Trey Lance, you do want enough other guys to take a couple off that list and put them in. Where are you with all that?
Okay, so if Trey Lance deserves to be on the list, which I haven't seen enough of him for him to be on the list, mm-hmm. to even know what he is, because Mike White could certainly be on the list too. He lit it up last year. In one game. He threw for, 500 yards or something like that? And they beat Cincinnati. The New York Jets beat the Super Bowl AFC champions in Cincinnati with Mike White at quarterback. So does Mike White deserve to be on the list? Does Jordan Love deserve to be on the list? Because when you look at it, we haven't seen enough of any of them. So I don't know that he deserves to be on the list, but I certainly believe he will be on the list after this season for sure.
I have to imagine that's right, mainly because if you trust the judgment of people who know what they're looking at, right? Like good offensive coordinator, good head coach, play caller, head coach of a team that makes the Super Bowl, makes deep playoff runs, made a Super Bowl in his previous location. If that dude says, yeah, let's push all this draft capital into moving up in the draft because I want Trey Lance. And then they get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, who, as Key would say, doesn't do anything flashy, just nice, calm, steady, take what the defense gives him type guys, make some mistakes but keep you in the game, that kind of thing. You give him a defense and a running game, right, and make deep playoff runs. If guys like Shanahan are taking that guy, don't even – Bill Belichick, too, wanted that to be the – Garoppolo to be the guy, right? And Shanahan looks and goes, nope, I could do better, and selects Trey Lance. Harry, I have to imagine that's not for nothing, right? There's a reason for that. So I'm kind of with you. Even though Key's right, he hasn't proven anything yet. If I had to guess, is he top 10, 25 or under? My guess is yes, just because I've seen enough of some other dudes to be like, it ain't him.
No, yeah, and that's true, Max. You could forecast with no problem at all that he's probably – look, okay. I've seen enough of Tua to know that I don't believe that he's better than Trey Lance. I don't believe that, and I haven't seen Trey Lance. But I've seen enough of Tua, and I've seen enough of Kyle Shanahan, and I know Kyle Shanahan enough to know that he wouldn't move on from a Super Bowl two-time NFC title-appearing quarterback to move on to somebody that could turn out to be J.P. Losman. I don't know that that is going to happen. So
there's a certain floor that you think is pretty high up as a floor because of that. I imagine,
Yeah, absolutely. People were clamoring to get him. Nobody were clamoring to go get J.P. Losman. Right. And I'm just bringing up him because, and I'm not picking on him, but nobody was going up to get Blake Bortles. So there's a certain quarterbacks that you know or certain players that you know are legit just by knowing. Just look, I could just look at the dude and know, oh, yeah, he's all right. He's going to be all right. Just look at him. Walk. I can watch him walk from one end of the field to the next and be like, yeah, he's going to be all right. Opposed to some other people, you look at him like, he can't play.
What are you looking for? Body language?
Man, first of all, his body language, his confidence.
Confidence is
his swag. And do the other players around him.
Love him.
I was going to use some other words, but I'm on air and I can't use it. Mess with him.
Yeah.
Do they mess with him?
Yep. Right.
And what I mean by that, do you see other players interacting with him, dealing with him, hanging out with him when the offseason is over? Are they chilling with him? Are they going back to Florida? Are they going to North Dakota to meet his family? Like, are they throwing with each other in North Dakota? That's when you know somebody rocking with you because they believe in you as a football player and know what you can do for the team. When players aren't really, you know, you get guys, it's like, yeah, man, we're going to go throw in Arizona. Oh, no, man, I'm going to Hawaii with my family. That's because they don't mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect Jordan Love is all alone somewhere.
but also, though, Max, you look at Trey Lance and you think about the mind of a Kyle Shanahan and how he's embedded in offense, and you think about the misdirection that they can present, and you have a dual-threat guy like Trey Lance, if he can – because I think there's going to be early growing pains. Now, I think it also helps that they play Seattle and Chicago the first two games. That's going to help him out tremendously, that they have those two teams the first two games, because you can kind of get some of those cobwebs out. But if he does run into issues early on, you know what I mean, can he come back from it, learn, and progress and move forward? Because I'm not going to lie. Is he more athletic than Jimmy Garoppolo? Yes. But we also
you ain't gonna lie. What you mean? That ain't no lie.
but we also seen Jimmy Garoppolo take this team to a Super Bowl. And if a guy catches an interception last year, possibly could have took him to another one. Now, can Trey Lance be that guy and get them over the hump? And I'm not letting up on him though, Max, because you are the guy that they pick to get you over the hump. So that's what I'm expecting.
Here's what's interesting.
Well, here's what I would say, Harry, to correct you. He didn't take him to the Super Bowl. He went to the Super Bowl with them.
Yeah, he did, but okay, he came one throw away from winning it. And then and then he played better than Aaron Rodgers when it mattered most last year.
And I came 5 yards from kicking a 50-yard field goal, Max. What does that mean?
Well, okay, nevertheless. Okay, I see what you're saying. It's close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, right? But still, let's look at what he actually did. Got to the NFC Championship game, got to the Super Bowl. That's the last two seasons he was healthy on the field.
No, like, he's been good. Jimmy Garoppolo's been good for them. He's been good for him, but I don't know that he's
not
from a long-term standpoint, 6-7 years from now, that he would be the answer, and I believe they think that Trey Lance will be that answer.
So, right. So here's the thing that strikes me about Trey Lance. Remember everyone was like, oh, my God, they're moving up to take Mac Jones. This is nuts. They didn't do that. But there were three quarterbacks with a little extra sizzle that had more athletic ability than Mac Jones in more obvious ways. That was Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, right? Those were the three guys who popped a little bit more on tape and stuff, at least to the naked eye, to the uninitiated at least. And what was interesting to me is they put all that draft capital up to moving up in the draft, and they didn't take Justin Fields. He's the guy actually that fell. They took Trey Lance, who was considered more of a long-term project, but was also considered highest upside. That's what you kept hearing. This dude has the most upside, but it's going to take longer to get there. This is pretty quick to me. One year, and you already think he's ready? That's even that fast?
Football is football to me. And I'm like John Lynch in Kyle Shanahan. I can see it a mile away, and they can see it a mile away. Even though reports are, like you said, it's going to take a minute to get there. He's got the most upside. We haven't seen a whole lot of him. Good football minds and people that understand the game and how it's supposed to be played and what it is, you don't need to see 5 years of film to know. I think he's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, you know when somebody has that.
Like I said, I know the Harry
eye test,
knows.
Yeah, the eye test.
You just know. It's just, Max, you just know. It's like, you know when a boxer is going to be good. Like, you just know. I can sit there all day long and tell you, he's small, his arms are short, he doesn't punch fast. Max, and you'll sit there and go, Key, he's this, he's that. Look at his feet.
Right.
He ties his shoes with his pinky, not with his thumb. You know, you can tell me stuff that I think I see, but I don't really see it.
You size them up because you just – and part of it is you can't even really put your finger on it. It's just your eyes have been on it your whole life, and there are little cues that you're picking up. Some of it you can see. Some of it you're just getting a sense of because there are little things you don't even realize you're seeing, but you know it when you see it.
Man, mm-hmm. I wish we can go back and get the tape from the time that Blake Bortles was drafted, or even the tape where Jamarcus Russell was drafted. And I simply said, I was doing the draft this time, I simply said, the dude's not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. It's not going to, it's just, he's not good. Even though you would think, and you give the people that are making these decisions the benefit of the doubt, because you figure, oh, they're in a powerful position. They must be smart. They must know something. It's like, man, you have no idea. These dudes don't be knowing half the stuff that they put out there.
Think about it. You're Jacksonville. You drafted Blake Bortles.
Well, hey. There's a reason they also drafted Trevor Lawrence. And they, why Key thinks Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are overhyped by guys like that Max Kellerman and that Harry Douglas over at ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.